Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 9th. You'll be interested to know. 75 years ago today, in 1950, French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman presented the Schuman Declaration, proposing the creation of a European coal and steel community. This visionary plan laid the foundation for the European Union, fostering unprecedented peace and unity across the continent. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions. Wind shifts sideshore at 3 mph, keeping things smooth for now. As the day goes on, expect the waves to drop into the thigh-to-waist-high zone with semi-choppy conditions in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 feet just before 8:30 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features varying surf conditions, starting with clean waves around 3+ feet on Saturday morning, ideal for catching some fun rides. However, afternoons shift to choppy with increasing winds. Sunday maintains fair conditions, while Monday sees persistent, choppy surf, making it less appealing. Overall, expect a mix of rideable waves, but quality diminishes by Monday afternoon. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 65 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:39, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:53. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, but it should clear up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 67 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 64. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday with patchy fog in the morning and a high near 71. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy and mild with a low around 65. Sunday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 68 and a low around 60 at night. Monday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 64, with a low around 59 at night. Tuesday will be partly sunny as well, with a high near 61 and a low around 55 Tuesday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new pizzeria, Sonny's, has opened in University Heights, paying tribute to the 1980s Brooklyn punk scene. Located near Madison on Park, Sonny's features crispy New York-style pies and a menu crafted by Chef Tony Gutierrez and pizzaiolo Jose Frankie Pereira. The space, redesigned from an auto repair shop, incorporates reclaimed materials and vintage decor, creating a nostalgic atmosphere. Signature pizzas include the Blitzkrieg Bop, topped with cup and char pepperoni, and the No Sleep Till Brooklyn. The drink menu offers an array of wines and creative cocktails. Sonny's is open daily from 4 to 11. Now, Now on to sports. Paul Pierce, the Basketball Hall of Famer, proved he is a man of his word. After the Boston Celtics lost Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals to the New York Knicks, Pierce walked 20 miles to work at the Fox Sports 1 studios in a bathrobe. The Celtics blew a 20-point lead, losing the game 91-90. This 8-hour trek was shared on Instagram, highlighting Pierce's dedication to his promise. With the Knicks now leading the series 2-0, it may be wise for Pierce to avoid making any further bets during the playoffs. In local sports, tonight in Denver, the Friars face the Rockies at Coors Field for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Randy Vasquez takes the mound for the Padres with an ERA of 1.67, while Colorado counters with Antonio Senzatella, sporting an ERA of 5.50. First pitch is 5:40 under clear skies and 71 degrees. In top news, bloating can be an uncomfortable experience for many. Health experts suggest that dandelion tea, made from the plant's leaves, flowers, or roots, may offer relief. Elizabeth Katzman, a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, explains that bloating can be caused by factors like food intolerances and hormonal fluctuations. Dandelion tea acts as a diuretic, increasing urine output and helping to flush excess water from the body, particularly beneficial for bloating due to high sodium intake. Additionally, this tea is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and may support liver health. Always consult your healthcare provider before adding it to your routine. In business news, former cryptocurrency evangelist Alex Mashinsky has received a 12-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to fraud linked to the multi-billion dollar collapse of his firm, Celsius Network. Once managing over $20 billion, Celsius promised customers returns of up to 18.6% on crypto deposits. Prosecutors sought a 20-year sentence, citing devastating losses for many victims. Mashinsky misled investors about the firm's reliability and falsely propped up the price of his company's token. He ultimately profited $48 million from token sales, funding a lavish lifestyle while his customers faced financial ruin. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 9% for the week to about $103,000. Ethereum is up 23% to just over $2,200. And Goatsys Maximus is up 31% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Eligible Apple users can now submit claims for their share of a $95 million settlement related to Siri's unintended activation. Customers who experienced this issue between September 17, 2014 and December 31, 2024 can apply for up to $100. The settlement stems from a class action lawsuit alleging privacy violations, as Apple recorded conversations without consent. Applications are open until July 2, 2025, and users can claim for up to 5 Siri-enabled devices, with payouts capped at $20 per device. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated Lord of the Rings movie, titled The Hunt for Gollum, is set to debut in theaters on December 17th, 2027. This new installment will feature Andy Serkis, both as the star and director. The original trilogy's key creators, Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, and Philippa Boyens, will produce the film, with Walsh and Boyens handling the screenplay. They're also producing a second Lord of the Rings film, though a director for that project has yet to be announced. This movie follows the 2024 anime film, The War of the Rohirrim. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Henry Ford. And he said, "Obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goal." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.